All She Wants by Jonathan Harvey. Read by Leanne Best. Prologue, 1994. We must have looked an odd sight, the three of us, me, our Joey and Mum, scuttling along the pavement of an industrial estate in South Liverpool, carrying deck chairs and packed lunch boxes in the middle of December. "Jody, your shoes are really getting on my tits," moaned our Joey. "Don't say tits, Joey," Mum said sternly.
"Why not?"
He knew why not. It wasn't becoming for an 8-year-old. "Can I say it?" I asked. I was 10, aka dead, grown up. "No." Our Joey tried again. "Jody, your shoes are really getting on my nerves." He meant the noise they were making. I'd recently looped some friends' fridge magnets into the laces of my shoes, so with every hurried step I took, Chandler and Joey clunked against the burgundy paint and leather T-bars. The air was heavy with the acrid tang of chemicals wafting on the breeze from the Mersey. We passed the cigarette factory where my mum worked. We passed the boarded-up bank. We passed the faded old sign that said, "Welcome to Liverpool, a socialist council," onto which someone had graffitied "anti" before the socialist and then crossed out the "ist." Hilarious. And then suddenly, Mum stopped, snapped a deck chair out and sat down. Me and our Joey followed suit and wondered what on earth was going on. We appeared to be sitting outside some gates. There was a barrier that looked like it might go up to let traffic through, a glass-fronted booth with a security guard in it and two brick walls on either side. It looked just like the entrance to Mum's work, except there were a few purple flags on each side of the gates, which I felt was a bit showy-offy for a factory. "Mum, why are we here?"
"Shut up and have a sandwich, Jody."
I opened the red plastic Friends lunchbox I held in my shivering hand and prized apart the Slim Sear slices within to inspect their contents. Tuna paste. I pulled a face and looked at Mum. She smiled apologetically. "I haven't had time to go up the quick save," she explained. I rolled my eyes and shut the box in disgust.
"Where are we, Mum?"
moaned our Joey, toying with the clasp on his Polly Pocket lunchbox.
"I don't understand."
Mum allowed herself a mischievous chuckle and my heart sank. "This, kids." I rolled my eyes again and tottered.
"I wasn't a kid. I was 10.
Is where dreams are made." I looked at her like she was mad. "Let me explain. This was meant to be a big day out for us. It was the school holidays, and to spare the monotony of just playing out each day, Mum would occasionally wake us up with the thrilling announcement, 'Right, we're having a day out.' At which me and my brother would squeal, jump like lemmings from our bunk beds, then run into the bathroom to wash and brush our teeth together, fizzing with excitement. We did everything together, me and our Joey, bar going to the loo. Mind you, we did that sometimes too, just to wind Mum up. 'Get out of there, the pair of you. It's not natural,' she'd holler, banging on the door. 'If you're showing each other your bits, I'll hit the roof.' Which, bearing in mind she always wore impossibly high heels, was not outside the realms of possibility. Though she needn't have worried. We never showed each other our bits. For my part, I had already seen Sean McAvoy's todger when he waggled it around in show and tell, and whenever I mentioned fannies to our Joey, he went a bit pale, said, 'I feel sick,' and waggled his hand around, which was drama queen sign language for 'change the subject.' Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, big days out. So there's me and our Joey, full of the joys of spring, or summer, or Christmas, or whichever half term it might be. But then, within an hour or so, as reality set in, we'd become less enamoured with what constituted Mum's idea of a holiday in a day. One day, in the summer holidays, we went to watch the planes take off at Liverpool Airport. One day, in the Easter half term, we got a train to Southport to go and see some red squirrels in a forest. Only, instead, we found a trampy bloke playing with himself and ended up catching the first train back. When our Joey asked Mum what he was doing, she kept saying he was very itchy. Another day, Mum took us up the local cat's home to stare at a bunch of moggies lying behind perspex. At the end of the visit, me and our Joey wanted to take one home, but Mum claimed that Dad was allergic. So, as you can imagine, my hopes weren't high for this particular day out.